My name's Scott Cross in Prairieville, New York. Comments on the roundtable today in regards to the discussions on pedophilia and the Christian right in Alabama and allowing pedophilia as opposed to the abortion issue. I'm finding that the discussion is not very adult and that the hatred and venom that's being spouted by the hosts are very unsettling for such a high level of intellect that sits around that table. This nation cannot heal unless we have competent discussions amongst each other and not just broad brush a spectrum of hatred over a whole group of people because of someone's hatred or ideology that's different than another.
I'm Helen Thomas. I'm calling from Sharon Springs, New York. I'm devastated, absolutely devastated that you ran the Morning Edition Wayne Lowe, Greg Gibson interview. My daughter was at that school at that time, and she still suffers the trauma. I still suffer the trauma. This is not something that you put on the air lightly, even with a little warning that some people might find it offensive. And to portray Wayne Lowe as the weeping, repentant, it's just, the whole thing makes me sick. Please, please rethink these things. This is not acceptable. This is the 14th is the anniversary, yes. And we're all hurting, and there's a remembrance celebration. You know, StoryCorps was invited to go to that, and they didn't.
Hi, this is Nina Karp from East Hoosick, New York. I'm calling about the matter of sexual harassment. I think it's very important that we distinguish in our work to dismantle the destructive, systemic, and very long-standing detrimental effects of patriarchy between different kinds of offenses. Stupid behavior is its own category. Molestation and rape are another. Each of these need to be addressed. They need to be spoken out about. But I am alarmed by the fact, as are many other feminists, that there is a one-size-fits-all and that very, very different kinds of offenses are causing people to be fired, to lose their jobs. And there is a big difference between all of these different kinds of offenses.
My name is Fritz D. Katz. I'm calling from Orange County, New York. In regard to something that Scott Simon did this morning, a segment talking about Will Ferrell and talking to a gentleman who is not a fan of Will Ferrell, I, too, do not care for Will Ferrell movies. But when it came to Elf, I was talked into watching it, and I thought he was okay. But unlike Scott Simon, I don't think it's his best work. Tell him to check out the movie called Stranger Than Fiction. At least when I saw it, I was amazed because it showed that Will Ferrell can actually act